it would be sort of a work of archaeological transition in a way. It's hard to imagine the last 2,000 years without the impact of at least the symbols of the Christian religion as leading so many of the major events of the development of particularly Western civilization, European civilization as a whole. It's hard to imagine. Maybe you should start. Oh, there were patterns. Jesus was by no means unique, and most of what Jesus, when you trace back that part of the gospel record that is authentically Jesus, much of it seems to come from the Jewish tradition. The known religious sacrament. The story is told of Rabbi Akiva, who was an old man who was 50 points. A Roman centurion said to Akiva, "You Jews are so proud of your law. Say the entire law, recite the entire law about standing on one foot." Rabbi Akiva was already an old man from the past. So Rabbi Akiva lifted up one leg and said, "The law is this, that thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Everything else is commentary." And put his foot down. Now, this is Jewish tradition. And all these Christians think Jesus said it first, but Akiva was already an old man when Jesus was born. There were a lot of other religious elements coming out of other cultures as well. The cult of Mithra, the cult of Saul and Victor, the unconquerable son. The date of our Christmas holiday is actually the celebration of the return of the son. It's that unconquerable son image. Jesus caught on for a couple of reasons. Personally, I suspect that the major one was that intense integrity. The fact that there was a real human being at the center who had an incredibly strong sense of personal integrity, this what the gospel being and the assertive authority as divine interpretation. And that is my testimony that as we reflect on what they mean when they talk of authority, Jesus seems to have a remarkable sense of authority. He also had an exceptional successor in the person of Paul, who, because of his ability to bridge the Jewish and Christian and Jewish and Gentile world, Paul was both a German. One of those mornings, my mind is working faster than my nose. Paul was both a Jewish authority, he was a Pharisee, well learned in Jewish law, he was also a Roman citizen. He had a foot in both hands. And as a result, he was able to translate the message of Jesus from his Jewish background into the Roman world and the world of Greek philosophy and established the church there. The church then had a structural organization which allowed it to grow as a countercultural movement within the ancient Roman Empire. So until 300 years later, the counterculture became the dominant culture through the Roman Empire. So now, all those elements were missing from those other cults. There was no Paul. There was no community organization. There was no cultural. It wasn't as easy for the cultural living context. And that's, I think, why Christianity caught on and you can see that the other. They had it to be a better product. Sarah.
I think one of the first to the
Well, except that Christ didn't know that. But all that Jesus knew was that those were present in his own Jewish culture at the time. In 500 BCE, the elite of Israel was carted off to Chinese Christmas. In the 6th century, all the elite of Israel were conquered off, taken off to Persia, and forced to live there. And they lived among Persian ideas. And when they were finally allowed 70 years later to return, around 500 BCE, when they were finally allowed to return and reestablish a Jewish culture, they had all these elements that they had to implement. Including the idea of conflict between good and evil, God and the devil, the idea of an afterlife was completely absent from Judaism before 500. The idea And I don't see it. Because it is my culture, and having heard it with their level of life, I've discovered how they were. There were two phrases that I used in the sermon to describe Jesus. One is Jesus the prophet. The other is Jesus the person. The phrase to which I'm indebted to my other comment is Jesus told me during a orientation session last month that if he could only have found three or three among the kind of church of Jesus the person, may have been the same. I hope so. Anyway, hard to get away from that. Longer. So I told you, yeah, I don't want to be a candidate. I'm one of the things that, yeah, you told culture, and we'll have to try and get the managers, as we move forward with greater gender equality, each culture will have to find its managers. One of the things that I've noticed is that French Anglophones pronounce French names. They never pronounce the endings right. And as a result, you don't know if Michel is masculine or feminine. Whereas in French, you know that it's between Michel and Michel. And Yvonne, you know, to use your own name as an example. So as the Anglophones take on more and more French names here in Canada, the gender distinction between names and you're looking skeptical, aren't you?
As somebody who has a name that is not gender defined, 99.9% of the time, when people address me to a letter and they don't know if I'm a woman or a man, they call it just a it has to go beyond just a description.
Yeah, a friend of mine, this is consistently received U.S. Marine recruiting material to Mr. Gaynor Marwiler. I think men have to look very seriously at the decisions we make about career and the choices we make, because frequently when men choose a women-dominated profession, they do choose a profession that is historically overpaid. And, well, I'm thinking of a friend of mine in Boston who was a nurse. She used to really hate being introduced as this is J.D. Mulligan, she's a male nurse. 50% of that was obvious when you looked at it. he did not try to look and Roger. He was quite definitely male. The struggle that's happening in my career is that my profession is rapidly becoming female-dominated in terms of overpopulation. Right now in our denomination, 30% of our ministries are women on the book. 20% of our currently settled ministries are women, but 55% of our students are women. And in a generation, if it continues at that rate, as more and more women enter the ministry, a traditionally gentle public caring profession, how radical for all those women? the salary levels are going to sink. This is what happens in the I'm serious. This is what happens in both public school teaching and nursing. When those were male-dominated professions, and social work, did you say women? And social work. When those were male-dominated, and secretarial work. Aside from the learned rumors, clerical work, when it was done by males, was highly respected and highly paid. When it became female-dominated, in terms of numbers. And I think it's high time that we started thinking seriously about what it means for us as a society that as soon as women enter a profession, we wipe it out. In terms of prestige and pay. Well, they might. In the Soviet Union, for example, engineers are very highly paid, and that's a male-dominated profession. Physicians, who are mostly women in the Soviet Union, are very poorly paid by comparison. Now, that's a social decision made by the Soviet society that engineers are more valuable than physicians. We have made that rather comparable decision since in our society, at least in Canada, engineers are paid as well as physicians. Pretty much. Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
Japan primary school teachers are paid better than doctors, which is a male dominated profession. Alberta. That's illegal. That is discrimination on the basis of sex. But in no way does it hang on the actual historical accuracy. way the legend, the story, serves to form the people and create these people. That is the role of the body in Judaism. And increasingly, that is the role for Christianity. And if you listen to what Christian theologians are saying, it's so what is the approach that they should look at the Christian tradition and saying, what does it mean to belong to this, at this, at our body and more? What did it mean in the same time it doesn't mean to us? There's almost no discussion of it must be historically true to be valid. The last time that was done was the early 20th century, and we were under the influence of mental illness. If you go through the question of mental illness, it would be right.
It happened 4 weeks ago to my mother and her the other day.
There are backwaters everywhere. At risk of metropolitan children. Thank you. to be as different from the state as possible and has had to really dig deeply into his own tradition and his own institution. And he cannot see beyond that. He is a victim of his circumstance. He is a conservative politically. He is politically very conservative. And I say this in part not to excuse him, but to explain him. Yes, he is not facing any of the problems that face the Catholic Church in the West. He will come to them kicking and screaming. Because he is only seeing the problems of the Church in the West. He can see that only. And take this to someone. And that's part of the story. That's the conservative story that we have. But that's the only thing. And the predecessor was very good. It was a very liberal West. But also, it was a very liberal West. You guys work out?
Yeah.
Okay. For those of you who came here seeking the Holy, the Holy, the wicked, and the noted answer. For those of you who came here seeking to embrace life, a life that